Good morning, I'm Mike Yoretta. Here are the top pandemic-related headlines this hour on ANSI. The number of active COVID-19 cases in the Philippines is now at an over three-week high at 54,401. That's after the health department reported more than 6,000 infections Monday. 241 new fatalities were also recorded, the highest daily figure since April 9th. But the DOH notes that that can be attributed to the backlog in cases following an error in the government's COVID-19 digital platform called COVID Gaia. Meanwhile, the highly contagious Delta variant is detected in more areas around the country. In just 4 days, authorities have identified 84 new cases of this variant. But health officials insist that the rise in infections does not yet indicate a new surge.
Ngayon atin pong inaalam, no, what really happened in these specific areas, if there were really breaches or meron pa ho tayong ibang factors na kailangan tignan. Pero ang pinaka-importante, since nakita natin itong mga ganitong klaseng detalye, tayo po ay mas nag-iigting ng ating mga border controls.
The United States is not lifting its travel restrictions on several countries anytime soon amid the threat of the Delta COVID-19 variant. The United States is also currently barring most non-U.S. citizens who, within the last 14 days, have been in the United Kingdom, Ireland, China, India, South Africa, Iran, and Brazil. The White House says that these restrictions may remain in the coming months due to the rising spread of the Delta variant in the United States and across the globe. Over 375,000 doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine arrive in the Philippines. More than 272,000 of these were shipped to Metro Manila, while 51,000 are for the province of Cebu. Another 51,000 jabs will be sent to Davao this morning. According to the health department, these doses will be allocated to the regions that have not yet received Pfizer's drug yet.
Ultra low freezer, pwede na natin bigyan ngayon. So first time nila mag-a-administer ng Pfizer.
Meanwhile, Israel is again sending medical experts to the Philippines, this time to share their best practices regarding vaccine operations. Last June, Israel sent three of their medical experts to the country to help our government with its vaccine rollout initiatives. According to a study from South Korea, a mixture of shots from Pfizer and AstraZeneca can boost antibody levels by up to 6 times. We have the details in this report.
A new medical study from South Korea says that a shot of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine, followed by a shot of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, can boost some antibody levels by 6 times, compared to using just 2 shots of AstraZeneca instead. The findings from Korea's Disease Control and Prevention Agency follow a similar study in the UK last month. The studies would support the decision by several countries to allow people who've had a single shot of AstraZeneca to use an alternative for their second dose after AstraZeneca was linked to rare blood clots. It includes Canada, Italy, and China, although the World Health Organization has warned against the practice, saying there isn't enough data about the health impact. The South Korea study specifically focused on levels of what are called neutralizing antibodies, which prevent coronavirus from entering cells and replicating.
Over in Russia, authorities have approved the clinical trials for vaccine mixing combining AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine with Sputnik V. The trials aim to test the effectivity of the vaccines, especially on the new variants. According to Russia's drug registry, 5 clinics will hold the trials that are set to finish in early March of 2022. Both AstraZeneca and Sputnik's shots involve 2 doses, but the Russian-made vaccine uses different viral vectors for its 2 doses. And those were the top headlines this hour on ANSI. I'm Mike Yoretta. Please stay safe and keep it here on the ABS-CBN News Channel.